story. Someone can explain that. How? I mean, it may be PO and one of the small towners or whatever, or big towners, big cities as well, for that sake. Or someone else, but let's think PO for now. Or somewhere Marie or Rick. Or show it in the story somehow. That here we have the little people in that country there, part of the, you know, empire. And they're convinced, you know, we are the good ones and these are the evil ones over there that we should fight. Everyone knows that. And then someone comes and says, but you know, you have to understand and take into consideration that that information about who is good and bad and so on, and who is enemy and friend, how do you get it? You get it through media, mouth to mouth, that comes from media, that comes from government, that comes from the people who are in charge of the country you live in. And you can see that among them, more and more of them are rich men's sons and rich men and women who have their own agenda, not up being up there in order to protect you and make sure you have all you need and a happy life, living in a happy world. The happy nature. Well, if they were that good, then I think we should see that around us, but we don't. But we see them getting richer. Day by day, as we are getting poorer day by day. So then she or whoever it is says something, you know, well, so you mean there is a conspiracy behind it? Oh yeah, we heard that. But this can also be shown, you know, we have these little people there who are walking around thinking like that. And then you have on the other side those rich ones and the powerful ones, and how they are dealing, you know, feeding the media, people through media, in this way, that way, and they know how to construct it and script it and create the world in the minds of people who are then talking about it. Some are waking up to it, but others and the majority still, they don't, they haven't, they just take the narrative as being for real because that's what they are trained to, right? So, you know, if you suggest that we, are you really seriously suggesting that we are the bad side? And you are not, I hope, but for truth. truth's sake, in God's sake, look at history, look at the facts. And I say only one word: colonialism. These countries we live in are the colonialists. And, well, you know, I heard about colonialism, spices and all that. And then the other guys. You know, we hardly even learn what it is. But colonialist means parasite. Oh, now you are exaggerating, I think, a little bit. And then maybe a little story, you know, comes up there, how it works. It's time to get a little half a minute lesson today on colonialism.